Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast with Brendan Lowe, episode 19. My baby done gone on and left me, and now I got the blues.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. I'm your host, Brendan Lowe, and this is episode 19, Introduction to the Blues. In this episode, I'm going to be going over the blues, obviously, and how to play the blues, how it's structured, and how to improvise over it. And at the end of this episode, you'll have a very nice foundation to get started playing the blues, and then I can proceed in the following podcast episodes from there to advance you. So it was just Memorial Day, and I played at the Sacramento Music Festival, and that was a lot of fun, but it was just so hot. Oh my goodness. If any of you listening have played gigs in the heat where you're wearing suits or suit jackets, it's just unbearable. It was like 100 degrees. We were outside. We were in the shade, which was nice, but just lots of water. We're just dripping sweat. You know, we all needed like little towels while we're playing. So that is not fun that much because of the heat. The playing was amazing. I played with a lot of great players there, and there was a really nice audience sitting out there listening to us, very appreciative. So that was a lot of fun playing there. I wasn't leading my trio, but I was a sideman there playing with the Kyle Hernandez Quartet. He's a guitar player who actually lives in New York, so he's had me back. He had me last year and this year, so that was a lot of fun. I don't have too much going on this week, just a lot of teaching, and then a couple Father's Day gig coming up, which I'm preparing for, and then some other gigs as well, you know, some background gigs, not anything too important, but that is my playing schedule. We wanted to talk about that a little bit. But I'm very, very excited for how things are going. The podcast is taking off. The website's doing really well. And the website we are associated with is www.jazzpianoschool.com. And you can go there to access free lesson videos. I'm going to be doing a whole makeover of the website very soon, actually, because I'm preparing to release my course. And so the course is going to be obviously way more in depth than the free lesson videos that are on there. And it's actually going to be set up so that you have a lesson a week, and there's going to be a beginner, intermediate, and advanced, and the course is set up to be a year. So you have a lesson a week for a year, so you have 52 lessons total, and then it's broken down into videos that are going to explain all the topics, and I practice with you and show you what to practice exactly. And basically, I take all the guesswork out of learning jazz piano. And if you're a beginner and you know nothing, you can start at the very beginning and work your way all the way through the videos, all the way through the course. You don't have to guess on what to practice. You just follow along with my practice videos, and you will be, you know, just flying around the piano, and you'll be a pro in no time. So getting ready to release that course, and that's coming up. Just stay updated, or stay prepared rather, for more news on that. Through you can sign up for our newsletter if you want on the website, or I'll probably keep talking about it on the podcast as well. So without further ado, let's get into the blues, because I love the blues. The blues is awesome. You really can't play the blues enough, and a lot of people start with the blues learning how to improvise. I know I just did the podcast on playing standards, which is great, and playing standards is awesome, but it takes a lot of skill. You know, playing standards is a lot to think about. You're thinking about chord changes that you've just learned. You're thinking about minor sevenths, major sevenths, dominants, the melody. Just the blues is more of a simple way to start playing the piano and playing things that sound really good. And you can have a lot of fun with the blues and the blues scale to start improvising. And you can get a good feel for what it's like to actually start maneuvering around the keys, right? And playing some good jazz harmonies. So what is the blues? The blues is a structure of chords that are arranged in a certain way, and that structure holds true for all blueses. Now, it varies with chord changes. There's simple variations, but that underlying structure of the 12 bars is going to be there the entire time, And once you kind of know that structure and the feel of a blues, then you can basically play any blues possible. But in the further podcast episodes, I will be going over a lot of different blues changes, blues variations, movements within the blues to help you solo. It's just, it's an endless universe of blues. It's its whole other entity, right, that I could go on forever. So 12 bars, okay, it's 12 measures, the blues. And the blues is, it's going to be primarily based on dominant chords. And so remember, our dominant chord is has the flat 7 on top of our major triad. So here's a C dominant 7. Okay? So there's my C dominant 7 chord. And now if I'm playing a C blues, our one chord, right, the chord that we can refer to as the key, like a C blues, the C chord is going to be 1, is going to be that dominant chord. It's going to be that C7 chord. So here's my one chord in a C blues. Okay? Now, the blues has 3 chords in it, and we can add to those, but the very skeleton structure of the blues has 3 chords. It has the 1 chord. Here's my C7 chord. It has the 4 chord, right? So in the key of C, you take your C major scale and you count up, C being 1. So here's C. That's 1. Now I'm going to count up. D is 2. Okay, E is 3. F is 4. And there's my 4 chord, the F7 chord. Okay, so you can figure out the Roman numerals based on the root, which is C, or the key that you're in. So my 1 chord is C7. My 4 chord is F7, and my 5 chord is going to be G7. All right, so I have those 3 chords, and those are the skeleton chords of the blues that I'm going to teach you guys today. Now, we arrange those in a certain order. The blues is 12 bars, okay? Now, for the first 4 measures, all you have to play is C7, okay, this chord. That's it. It's going to repeat every measure. So you have 4 measures of C7. So you're counting to yourself, right? If the tempo is here, 1, 2, 3, 4, those are your quarter notes, okay? You're just simply going to repeat the C7 every 4 beats. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2, 3, 4. Okay? After those 4 measures, we move to our next chord. Now, our next chord on the 5th measure is going to be our 4 chord, or in this case, in the key that I'm playing the blues in right now, C. In the key of C, excuse me, it's the F7 chord. Okay, sorry, that was a little confusing. So, I'm in the key of C, so on measure 5, my 4 chord is going to happen, and in the key of C, that's our F7 chord, because the F7 chord is the 4 chord in the key of C. Now, this is just when playing a blues, right? We're making all these chords dominant. If we're playing a traditional standard jazz tune, our 4 chord is not a dominant chord, right? Our 4 chord is going to be something else. I haven't really gone over diatonic harmony yet. I did a little bit, but not too much. But so you can just count up from your C major scale, and we're going to make all those chords dominant. So our 4 chord right now is F7. Okay, and that's going to be the on measure 5 of the blues. Now, we have that chord for 2 measures. All right, so measure 5 and measure 6 are going to take the F7 chord. So we're going to count to ourselves. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, and we're done. Then we move back to the C7 chord for 2 measures. All right, now here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4. All right. So, we've had 8 measures so far. The first 4 were with our C7. The next 2, measures 5 and 6, were with the F7. And the next 2, measures 7 and 8, were with the C7. So, we've only played 2 chords so far, the C7 and the F7. Now, finally, the last 4 measures, we're going to incorporate our G7. So, for 1 measure, we have G7. And this is on measure 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. Just 1 measure. Now, measure 11, we have 1 bar or 1 measure of F7. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? Now, we have 1 measure of C7. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I like to add in the G7 chord at the very last measure of the 12th bar to bring you back to C7 again. So here's our G7 for the 12th bar of the blues. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? So those last four bars again, measures 9, 10, 11, and 12, the last four measures, we had G7, we had F7, we had C7, and we had G7. All right, so now let me play the blues straight through so you can hear the harmonies. I won't count. You can kind of feel the pulse with me, right? And just kind of follow along. All right, so here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's it. That's the blues. So that's just the bare bones of a blues right there. It's only three chords, and you can start playing this today. It just uses dominant seventh chords. So I have C7, F7, G7. We have the 1, the 4, and the 5, okay, in the key of C. Now let's say you're in a different key. Let's say you're in the key of F. So now, depending upon what key it is, that automatically makes your one chord the F7 chord. So if I tell you I'm in the key of B flat, what's the one chord? It's going to be a B flat 7. If I tell you we're in the key of E flat, what's the one chord going to be? It's going to be an E flat 7. Now, once we establish what key it's in, and we have our one chord, in order to find the 4 chord and the 5 chord, we simply count up the major scale, starting from the root. So if we're in the key of F, F is our 1, now I'm going to count up from F up the F major scale. So note, you see how our major scales are coming into play again? We're always using our major scales, and that's why it's so important to learn them from the earlier podcast episodes. So in the key of F, our one chord is the F7. I count out my major scale. G is 2, A is 3, and B flat is 4. So I know my 4 chord is B flat 7. And the 5 chord is right next to the 4 chord. The 5 is the 5th degree of the major scale, and that's C. So C7. So my F7 blues is going to have those three chords in it. Our one chord is F7. Our 4 chord is B flat 7. Our 5 chord is C7. And then again, our one chord is F7. All right? So that is the blues. And you can play this. I'd recommend playing this and practicing this in a couple different ways. So you can practice this. Just practice your left hand chords. So set a metronome on. Okay, have the metronome going. This is just me tapping. And you just practice moving the chord. You practice playing the blues all the way through, right? So I just play C7. C7, right? Nice and easy. And then I move to my F7. And then back to my C7. Here's my 5 chord, G7. Here's my 4 chord. And finally, again, my 1 chord. And then back to my 5. And then top. Okay? So I'm taking my left hand, and I'm just working through the dominant chords. I have 3 to practice, but it can get kind of tricky when you're jumping around, right? So the other way I practice is with just bass notes. I practice just the bass notes in my left hand, so down here. Right? So these bass notes. You're going to practice the bass notes just in the form or the structure of the blues. So I do the same thing, but now I'm just playing bass notes. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, C. Here's another C. Now I'm going to F. And back to C. Here's G, our 5 chord. Here's F. Now, why should we practice the blues like that? Well, first off, we're getting our left hand used to playing bass notes. Okay, so in the further episodes, we're going to go over bass lines and how to incorporate our left hand. So right now, we're strengthening our left hand and you know, making it more familiar with playing bass notes and incorporating it into our playing. The other thing is that we can really hear the harmonies of the blues this way. We can really hear how the harmonies are moving, how the chords are moving with just those roots, right? Those, the roots are the foundation. They hold up everything. So practice both those ways. Now the third way I'm going to tell you to practice is to take your right hand and play the chords, because you want to be able to play the chords in your right hand as well, because when you start comping in the future, you're going to need to play chords in your right hand. So what we're going to do is practice the chords with our right hand, and then we go through it the same way, right? So 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? We go through the entire thing. I don't need to do that now, but our right hand would go through the entire thing with just the chords. Now the fourth step, okay, I'm going to give you one more step, is to practice your bass notes with your chords to give a nice thick sound. All right, just like we did with the pop charts, if you guys hadn't listened to that, we take our chords and play them in our right hand, and our left hand plays bass notes. So I'm going to go through the blues with my left hand playing the bass notes and my right hand playing the chords. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4. Okay, to the F7. Back to the 1 chord. Here comes our 5 chord. And here's our 1 chord. 5 chord again, back to the 1. Alright, so our right hand's playing the harmonies, our left hand's playing the bass notes. Alright, and that will really give you a nice round picture and perspective of what the blues is. Your ear needs to learn how to hear the different components of all pieces, of all blueses, of anything you're practicing, because that way it will really be ingrained in your head and in your fingers. You'll be able to hear every single movement, every single component that, you know, works together to build the blues or whatever song you're working on. So those components are very important. So practice them separately and practice them hard too. Don't leave any holes, right? Any gaps. So now with our structure, players and artists will write melodies over the blues. So in our left hand, we'd have those chords, and in our right hand, we'd have little melodies, you know? So I might, you know, I could write a melody right now over the blues, and it might sound like this. I'm just going to create a melody. So here, my left hand's going to play the chords, and my right hand's going to make up a melody. And usually the melodies are simple, you know, because the blues is what it is. It's about the blues. It's about, you know, like that inner soul, you know, talking about desperate times and you know, the blues can be happy though, but it's like in a happy way you're talking about the blues, but it's just this feeling. It's, you know, that you have to learn to kind of ingrain in you. So the blues can be complicated, but a lot of the times it's simple, and you'll hear and you'll see many different forms and melodies on the blues. So right now I'm just going to create a simple one for you guys. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I repeat that melody. So the melody I stated, right, was, and I played that, then I went up, and then we went to the 5 chord. I think this is what I played, I don't really remember. So again, it can be anything though, right? You might have a melody that goes, it can be anything, okay? So you can find blueses in the fake book, okay? A couple of them are Monk's blues. There's different Charlie Parker blueses that he's written. Thelonious Monk has that blues there. I'm trying to think of some more blueses in there. Blue Monk, I mean, is the Thelonious Monk one. But you'll find blues melodies everywhere. Bag's Groove is a nice blues melody. Blues, the title blues isn't in the structure all the time, right? So when you see a piece with the title, for example, Bag's Groove, you might think that's a jazz standard, but it's a blues. I mean, it is a standard, but it's a blues. And you can tell by looking at the piece and looking for the concepts that we just talked about. Is it 12 bars? Does it have like dominant chords? Does it go from the 1, right, to the 4 chord, to the 1, and then to the 5 chord? And so if you look at the structure, it will follow that structure to a point, because again, there's a lot of different variations. So until I teach you guys those variations, you might see some variations. You'll be like, well, that's not a blues because it didn't do what Brendan said here, right? But it still might be a blues because I haven't talked about that type of variation yet. But the biggest giveaway, I'll tell you right now, is that it's 12 bars. If you see any piece that is 12 bars, most likely it's a blues. That's basically what blueses are. There are variations, again, on the number of measures, like 16-bar blueses, stuff like that. But again, the most traditional form is the 12-bar blues. All right? So let's talk about improvising over the blues, because the blues is awesome. It's really fun. Now, the blues scale fits with the blues, and it gives you these great, great textures. And if you've gone to the website and checked out the videos, I'm sure you might have checked out the blues and the blues scale maybe a little bit. But here is the blues scale, and you can use this scale to improvise over dominant chords outside of the blues as well. So it's just a great scale to learn anyway, but it gives you a lot of those bluesy notes that you can start to use. And a lot of people who start learning jazz piano start with this scale and then evolve out of it into more advanced improvisation techniques. So here's the blues scale, and I'm going to base the degrees off of our C major scale because C is the key we're in. So we're going to use C, which is the 1. We're going to use the flat 3. So E is our 3, our third of the C major scale. We're going to flat that and use E flat. So we now have 1, flat 3, or in this case E flat because we're in the key of C. We're going to use the 4, which is our F. We know that from our change in the blues chord progression. Our 4 chord is the F, right? So we have 1, flat 3, 4. Now we're going to use sharp 4, which is F sharp. 5, okay, which is G, flat 7, B flat, and 1 again. So let me do that again. We have 1, flat 3, 4, sharp 4, 5, flat 7, and 1. Now, the reason I want to teach you guys in terms of numbers like that and degrees is when you memorize the numbers, you can translate that into any key. If I want to move that into the key of B flat, well, you do need to know your major scales. So that's why, again, I will say the major scales come up in every episode. I didn't say it at the beginning just for no reason. They really will come up in every episode. So if you don't know your major scales, go back and practice your major scales because you'll need to know those. So I'm going to go to B flat and translate the C blues to a B flat blues just by knowing the degrees. So I change my degrees of my B flat major scale, and I use those to create the blues scale. So I know my blues scale is 1, B flat. I know I need to flat the 3rd. Then I know I need the 4. I know I need sharp 4, which leads into the 5, which goes to the flat 7, which finally ends on the 1. Right, so there's my B flat blues scale. And again, you can go to any key you want, just as long as you know the numbers. If I went to D flat, right? Here's my 1. I'd have flat 3. I'd go to my 4, sharp 4, 5, flat 7, and 1. So you can become familiar with these scales in all keys very quickly just by knowing the degrees of the scale. If you're just learning notes, right, which is what a lot of people do on YouTube and stuff like that, you're not going to really learn the essence of the scale. You just learn in one key. But blues can be in any key, and the leader has the choice about calling the key. He could say, let's play a blues in A flat. Let's play a blues in E. Kyle, the leader of our band at the Sacramento Music Festival, he said the last piece we played was a blues in E. And a lot of jazz players, keyboard, bass, you know, they're not used to playing blueses and the sharp keys like that, E, B, A, D, but a lot of guitar players are because it fits well. So they'll call blueses a lot in those keys, but if you're not familiar with the degrees, you wouldn't be able to move it to the new key. So it's very beneficial to know these degrees. Anyway, back to the key C. Again, we have C, E flat, F, F sharp, G, B flat, C. Now we can use these notes. Let me play this down. Right, practice the scale up and down. And again, the fingering I'm using right now is 1, my thumb. 3, I'm crossing under to 1. Going up to my 3rd finger again. Going crossing under to 1 on G. And then 2 on B flat and 3 on C. May not be the best. If you come up with something better, then definitely use that. You know, that's not the end-all method to fingering method to the blues scale, but that's just the one I use a lot of the time. Now you can use these notes any which way to solo, and all you, if you know your chords well, if you practice your chords in your left hand well to the point where you don't need to think about it, then you can use your right hand to improvise. Now again, the way we're going to start to improvise with the blues scale, just by creating melodies, we just use these notes and we want to think about different rhythms and create melodies. So the first thing you want to do is just try and create simple melodies, all right? So I'm going to play the blues and create simple melodies with my right hand. Here we go. So I was just improvising, right? I was just making up melodies. And again, once you get comfortable with the scale, you can start to move around a little bit. But again, just focus on swinging it. Focus on some nice rhythms. You don't need many notes to make it sound good. The rhythmic feel in your swing feel is going to make it sound good. That's a really key point. Even if you're an advanced player listening to this right now, your rhythms and your swing feel is what's going to make the notes sound good. Certain notes will sound different. But again, I could play 2 notes, or I could play 3 notes and make it sound better than most people can play 20 notes. You know, so it's not about, and I'm not trying to be arrogant, I'm just saying, most people play way too many notes when you only need a couple. If you focus on your rhythms and your swing feel, it'll sound good. I'm going to take 3 notes right now, C, E flat, and F from the blues scale, and I'm going to try and swing my butt off playing those 3 notes. Okay, here we go. I was playing 3 notes there. I was just messing around with rhythms and my feel. Now I could take another 3 notes and do the same thing, but let me add in 1 more note. I'm going to play 4 notes now. I'm going to add B flat in. So I have B flat, C, E flat, and F. All right, from the blues scale. I'm only using 4 notes from the blues scale. Here we go. Okay, so I'm just messing around with 4 notes. So again, it's not how many notes you play, it's just the way you play them and the rhythmic feel you add to them. So first off, you got to get your left hand going though, right? You can improvise. They have a lot of tracks and things like that. If you have one of your apps, you can put a blues on your apps and just play with a background track. And that's what I did for a lot of the videos on the website. That's a really good tool when you get accustomed to hearing the changes of a blues, and you can practice improvising with just your left hand. Just your right hand. That would be pretty tough if you're improvising with your right hand, but that's a good practice technique too. But and another thing you should do is just improvise without, try and hear the roots motion in your ear while you improvise with your right hand. So all you're doing is improvising on the piano, but you're trying to hear the blues in your ear. So let me try that and see if you can hear the changes while I'm just improvising with my right hand. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here's a 4 chord, right? Right? So all I'm doing is improvising, but I'm trying to feel the structure. I'm trying to feel the harmonic movements of the blues as I'm improvising and feel where those are being placed into my solo, basically. Another way you can try and do it, which is a really nice texture, is using your left hand with the bass notes and improvising with your right hand. Okay? So my left hand will just play bass notes, and this is why you practice all these components separately. Because if you've practiced your left-hand bass notes alone and it's gotten to, and I'm not just talking about 5-10 minutes, I'm talking about like a lot of practice, because that will help you ingrain the blues into your hand. You don't want to have to think about it, right? It should be like driving a car. Basically, you don't think about driving a car, you just do it. Or like breathing, you know? And a lot of the times people are like, well, I practice it, but I can't really play it. It's just like, well, you need to make it a part of you. You know, you need to really kind of harness it and just make it like be you almost. So it's just naturally coming out. You shouldn't be fighting it at all. So here's my left hand bass notes. Okay, and I'll improvise with my right hand, but all I'm doing is playing roots on one as whole notes. Okay, here we go. So we have a really nice bottom end texture, just like we're playing with a bass player. And then my right hand is improvising. So just go crazy with this, guys. There's a lot of blues textures you can get. I'm going to give you some of these now. Slides, you heard me do some of that, are really cool. What I'm doing there is F to F sharp to G. And I'm playing with my thumb, second finger, and third finger. And I'm kind of just staggering them. Or you can do F sharp down to F. Right, those little slides. You can just do F sharp to G. You can do E flat to C. You can slide to any two notes, right? It doesn't have to be side by side. Playing two notes of the blues scale together is nice, like as an interval. Right, so I'm just keeping C up top with my pinky, and I'm switching the interval. So first I have G and C. G on the bottom, C on the top. Now moving my G to F sharp, down to F. C staying on the top the whole time, E flat and C, and C and C. Whoops. Okay, you can, any combination. Any interval from the blues scale will work, I swear. It will sound great. Play around with those, okay? You can play around with octaves. It sounds really nice in the blues scale. You can roll them a little bit, shake them. That's what I was doing there. And play around with your register. You can switch registers. All right. Okay, so the register is really going to give a nice different quality. I was playing that high-end register. It sounds great. Same with the low end. If I play here, it's going to give me definitely a different texture than playing up in the high end. It's more like a gritty, deep, deep, soulful blues down there in that register. If I just play with bass notes, I kind of take it slower a little bit, right? Here's our 4 chord. Back to our one chord. Here's our five chord. Four chord again. Five chord. Right, so our quarter note is here. I set up the time at the very end. Right, that sounds really nice. So if you have a slow blues, one, two, three, four. So experiment, you know, go fast, go slow, have your hands at each end of the piano, you know, have them tight, closely together, right? Play your bass notes and high end, bass notes middle end, bass notes low end, play your chords high end, chords middle end. That's all you can do unless you're crossing your hand over, but just kind of go crazy with the blues and the options that you have with the blues, and see if you can find some blues melodies. Bag's Groove is a really nice one. That's an F blues. You'll see a lot of blueses in C, F, B flat, E flat, A flat, and D flat. Okay, those are usually the most common blueses that you'll see. Now, like I said, guitar players and harmonica players, like really old school kind of blues-ish, like not jazz blues, but blues, you'll see keys like E, A, D, and G, like those sharp keys. But kind of jazz players, if you're playing more jazz type blues, you'll see more of the C, F, B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat. Sometimes G flat, but very, very rarely. Okay? Well, guys, that's it. I hope that really helps the intro to the blues. I would suggest learning some melodies, right? Again, like I said, Bag's Groove is a good one. Blue Monk is a good one. That's in the key of B flat. Billy's Bounce is another nice blues. That's a little bit more complicated, the melody, though. But definitely, Bag's Groove is a melody, a four-bar melody that just repeats three times. So that's a really good one to learn. If you guys have any questions, please log on to the website. You can ask them in the forum if you want. You can send me an email if you want to on the contact page. But I really hope this helped you improvise over the blues. As always, guys, if you've listened to the other episodes, the podcast episodes, if you do manage to make it this far and listen to me blab on about blues in the podcast for this long, I'd really appreciate it. If you could give me a podcast review. If you've done so already and you're listening, seriously, like, Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. I'm trying to get the podcast up to the number one spot, and it moved up pretty quickly to the fifth spot, but I'm hanging around five right now, and I'm not too sure why it's not moving up from then, because I don't know. I have a lot of reviews, but the reviews definitely help. So the more five-star reviews I can get, it just takes one single click, and I'd really, really appreciate it. And me and you can help more people find the podcast and help them learn. And I'm planning on having hundreds and hundreds of episodes. So if you want to hear more episodes, please, you know, get me to number one, help us get to number one. And then we can continue to deliver the podcast and help other people as well. So that's it, guys. As always, happy practicing.